This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. We got more coming up from the speech from Donald Trump regarding his first 100 days as president in the United States. We've dissected a bit of that. We're going to do some more of it with you here tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
We're going to your phone calls first, though, where we'll start in Utah, where Mark is on the line. Hello, Mark. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and a different Mark.
Hey guys, I flew back from New Jersey to Salt Lake City today, and I was in New Jersey for work, and I was talking with one of my coworkers, and he's considered himself a conservative, and he said he looked into libertarianism, and it wasn't for him because he said he heard this guy being interviewed who called himself a libertarian, and prying and prodding, I found out that it was actually Austin Peterson he was listening to.
Oh, no.
And, I know. And he was thinking that Austin Peterson represents the libertarian thought in some manner. And I guess he's right in some manner he does, but
sure.
He's not really a libertarian, you know.
Well, I mean, he's probably a libertarian on 90% of the issues.
Okay, I don't know. I'm not going to give him even that much credit because this is the guy who actively advocates the Libertarian Party eliminate the non-aggression principle. He doesn't care about the principles of liberty, or he's actively, you know, working against them, or both. But he is a danger to the ideas of liberty, this Austin Peterson character.
All right, well, I'm not really here to talk about Austin Peterson. What I'm really here to talk about is my coworker had mentioned that he found these postings by a group called Boston Antifa, right? And I know that you guys have had a phone caller in the past a couple of times from a guy from the Boston Antifa, isn't that correct?
He's someone who claims to be, but I'm pretty sure he was just he was one of the fascists masquerading as Antifa. He was like an alt-righter who was just kind of trolling.
Oh, so you are aware of that story of the Boston Antifa and the fact that there were two people like in Eugene, Oregon, like a boyfriend-girlfriend combo who somehow got into the Boston Antifa like Facebook page and was able to post on their behalf and stuff like that.
Oh no! What did they do? Did they take it over?
Yeah, they somehow. I'm not sure how exactly they took it over, but there was their Facebook page was basically hijacked by these two guys this man and this woman from Eugene, Oregon, and they are actually alt-righters. They're alt-right / alt-libertarian, whatever that means. You know,
whatever the hell an alt-libertarian is.
Yeah,
if there's something alt about your libertarianism, it's not libertarianism.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's what Austin Peterson is then.
Yeah. We should define for the audience, libertarianism means you can do what you want, so long as what you want to do does not harm someone else. And by harm, I mean something that's quantifiable. You know, you can neither use threats nor force to attain your goals. And that's what... threats, force, fraud. Yeah, you're right. Thank you.
And so that's basically the non-aggression principle. And so what you have here are these alt-righters who are basically kind of like the new Nazis almost, that they're up against these anti-fascists that are also very terrible people as well. They're basically two sides of this sort of the same terrible pro-government control coin, and they are facing off against one another. And you're talking about this Facebook group, which really is, you know, pretty irrelevant, but ultimately the typical Facebook takeover or any kind of electronic takeover would be they worked their way in sounding like they were part of anti-fascists, and they fooled them, and then they took control. Because Facebook has terrible security features.
And so I was wondering what this guy that was from Boston Antifa, whether it was actually that guy, that guy that was basically, he was just trolling is really all that it was. Just wanted to let you know that,
hey,
you might have talked to this guy. You can find the article on like Google or something like that.
Thanks for the call tonight, Mark. I appreciate hearing from you. You too. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. My goodness, Mark, we might have had the honor of being able to talk to the troll.
Well,
it's kind of what we do.
Lots of people call in. We had George Bush call in one time.
Yeah, someone claiming to be George Bush. He's doing a fairly good impression.
Was offering ponies to everybody if he got reelected.
That was long before Vermin Supreme really kind of hit the scene, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Sarah in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. So once this sugar tax passes in Santa Fe, you know, these people, they want to collect signatures, come down to Albuquerque, and put it on the October 3rd ballot. So we have a mayor election October 3rd. Oh yeah, they're all they're just gung ho. I mean, it's just gonna, if they do pass it over there, they're just gonna come over and just, you know, pass it here. And the counselors, there's Ken Sanchez, he wants sugar tax in Albuquerque. There's one counselor that he wants to run for mayor. He wants it. So it's
do you think that this is gonna impoverish poor people or increase, sugar sales on the black market?
You know what? I think that, you know, it's going to make, you know, kids healthier. And
you didn't answer the question.
Yeah, how's it going to make kids healthier?
Is it black market? The sugar? No, people are just going to stop eating sugar.
Oh, yeah. Just like the drug war worked and, you know, like all the gun bans and stuff. People just stop it.
Well, the thing about it is that you're right. They might do this black market thing that, yeah, but you know what? It's going to decrease the consumption of it.
She's got an argument, Mark, because you quit smoking cigarettes once the government raised the tax on them.
Yeah, I quit smoking cigarettes because cigars.
Tobacco.
Tobacco. Because they brought a tax in 2009.
So doesn't that make her argument for her?
I suppose it's possible that some people will quit, but I mean, what are the costs in the process?
And also, what are the odds that children will quit? Because if you think about it, like a teenager or a younger person, if they're getting an allowance or, you know, earning some money in some way, they don't have rent to pay or any, you know, bills, so they just have disposable income. What difference does it make to them if the big gulp soda is 69 cents or if it's $2? I mean, ultimately, and by the way, the proposed tax could very well make a big gulp a $2 drink because they're talking about 2 cents per ounce. Tax is what they would be raising on these drinks.
Sarah, I mean, has anyone read any of the articles about what happened in New York when they attempted to institute this? And, you know, what do you think about that?
You know what? I heard about the New York. What happened to it? There was the gulp size. He banned that, the big, giant gulp size. But what came out of it? I don't know specifically. But I'm very blissed that Michael Bloomberg has gotten dumped so much of his money. Like, we're running for congressional elections or something. That kind of money got dumped into this election. It's amazing. So, you know, I'm just amazed that, you know.
I don't know. I don't know if there's any statistics. I know Mark is looking at something right now. I don't know if he's found anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the New York one. I thought it got repealed, honestly. But
really?
I couldn't say for sure. That doesn't make much sense. But that's what I thought.
Well, regardless, right now, according to a story from yesterday at KOAT7 out of somewhere there in New Mexico, Santa Fe, according to this story, they're having early voting numbers smashing all-time records. The official election is slated for this Tuesday. So come Tuesday, we're going to know, or come Tuesday or Wednesday, we're going to know how the voters of Santa Fe decided on this, because there have been, you know, it's been a war. The soft drink companies have, of course, been spending a lot of money working to oppose this tax. And then, as you pointed out, Sarah, busybodies and do-gooders like Michael Bloomberg have been spending big money to support the tax. And we'll definitely, I'm sure you'll be calling us with an update. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Do you buy Sarah's idea that increasing the taxes, I mean, in this case, significantly, is going to reduce the consumption of these goods.
New York Times says it does, that the evidence is in and that it works.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. However, as a libertarian, just because it does what it says it's going to do, we still oppose it because it's not freedom, it's force. You're using the threat of violence against people. If they don't collect the tax, men with guns will come and throw them in a prison cell. Can't we come up with more creative ways to dissuade people from doing self-harming things? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can join us right here. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855 450-3733. I'm Ian.
And I'm Mark.
HostGator.com/FTL. That's /FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's where you go to get 50% off their regular prices over at HostGator. What is HostGator? They're one of the top hosting companies out there. You need a blog or a website, or maybe you already have one and you're tired of your current host and you want to move to a different one? Well, HostGator is excellent. In fact, they've got a 99.99% uptime rating, a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. To get the special offer for you, Free Talk Live listeners, you go to HostGator.com/FTL, and that gets you 50% off at HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. So we go back to your calls and thoughts. More on Trump's first 100 days coming up, but first we got Marcia. She's on the line in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Hey, Marcia.
Yeah, I wanted to say also, okay, Mayor Bloomberg contributed $800,000 in a super PAC to this soda tax. Now, plus, if he's so interested in special ed for pre-kindergarten, he can pay for the whole thing. And do you realize people can also go right out of Santa Fe to all the Indian casinos where they can sell the soda tax-free, just like they do the cigarettes? And, I mean, seriously, so as far as the habit goes, it doesn't have to be broken. And plus, I mean, I went to school. I went right into first grade, not to kindergarten. So I just think the whole thing is horrible. And
is
I
the
think
proposal, hold on, just to clarify something. I mean, we're not in in the area, so we're not intimately familiar with the proposal. Are they claiming that they're going to use the soda tax to fund education? Is that what they're saying?
Yes, pre-kindergarten.
Pre-K, okay.
Yes, you can look it up.
See, so this way, if you vote against the tax, you hate children as well.
Yeah, that's often how it's done. You wrap the tax into, you know, some kind of schooling, and then they can say, you know, if you don't like it, you hate children.
Well, wait a minute. How old are they if it's going to be pre-K?
That would be before five, usually, for age five. Like,
and if I was a parent, I wouldn't even want to give my child up to strange people for pre-K.
Yeah, and well, I think it's a terrible idea to give your kid up to strange people after pre-K for kindergarten and up. I mean, to turn your child over to the government is, you know, to basically just accept the idea that someone else should be teaching them things in life, that the state that has ideals that are completely anathema to a lot of the people in this country should be the ones who are indoctrinating the youth is a scary concept. That's why I support the idea of unschooling and homeschooling and, you know, child-directed learning, letting the children and the family decide for themselves what they need to be learning, not some board of bureaucrats that's elected.
Well, I think now they can indoctrinate them also, but the question, the question is also, why are they, why is Bloomberg involved with this? And I think it did go through in New York and it went through in San Francisco.
That is a good question. Like, what is he doing with this particular tax? Is he trying to create this so it can then be used as sort of a boilerplate that they can copy in other communities?
Sugar taxes are picking up in different communities. And I think that what he saw was that he can do more as a community activist than he can as a politician. And he's never going to be president, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and I'm sure Trump's figuring out that the president isn't king. So maybe Bloomberg just thinks, well, you know, maybe I'll get what I want done by advocating for it.
Hey, Marcia, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
This is really the problem with voting. In this world, the people who come out to vote, and this will be a local vote, I believe.
They're saying record numbers in the early voting.
Well, she said that it was going to be in October, though, right?
No, it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
The soda tax?
Okay. Is it in Santa Fe?
In Santa Fe.
Okay.
My understanding.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is not it may be record voting for a local election,
yeah,
but it's not going to be record voting for a presidential election where 50% of people tend to vote. So what you're going to have is a minority of people, a majority of a minority. So 51% of the people who come out and vote, which will probably be less than 15% of the population, will then decide who's going to have sugar and who's not, and who's going to get taxed and who isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Only rich people will be allowed to have sugar now. You poor people can't handle this decision.
Well, again, you're saying, Mark, that the New York Times has said the numbers are in.
Yeah,
and
the numbers are in, but the New York Times probably, I haven't read the article all the way,
yeah.
But the probably isn't figuring in Indian casinos surrounding the metro.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, the average New Yorker who is probably not, doesn't even have a car
right.
is not going to
so
be.
So that's what I'm saying. New York and Santa Fe. Different places.
I see what you're saying.
Albuquerque, I think. Albuquerque, I'm not sure.
Santa Fe is the proposal.
Santa Fe is just the municipality?
Yes.
Okay. So you're not, you know, it's a little place.
So yeah, any
it's
town
not
outside.
Even a rated radio market, Ian.
Is that
it's
right?
It's a little place. It's the only state capital that I know of that is not a radio rated market. So
I'll be damned.
Yeah, and they probably do have some Indian casinos out there. They tend to
whether
be fewer...
it's the Indian casinos or not, the next town over won't be affected by the tax. So every convenience store, you know, on the border of whatever the hell town is next
sure.
to Santa Fe is going to be doing brisk sales and so. Soda pop.
I would think if it's worth it, which I believe you're going to have every lower class, middle class, and upper middle class and rich family is going to take a trip once a month
mm-hmm.
to whatever place and buy their sodas there and then bring it back to the house. Now, maybe there'll
right.
be fewer big gulps sold. I don't know the answer to that. But
yeah, I mean, what does a big gulp cost nowadays? A dollar? I remember back in the day it was like you know, 69 cents or something like that.
I have no clue.
50 cents or whenever it was.
Can't drink caffeine.
Yeah, I don't drink that stuff either. But regardless, this isn't just going to affect soda. So it's being referred to as a soda tax, but it's going to affect like all of these proposed soda taxes that have been put out there. This is affecting any kind of sweetened beverage, basically. So,
juice
iced
is gonna be...
tea, you know, juices.
Juice?
I think so. I think
maybe,
juice is
maybe
included.
Cocktail. Your cranberry juice cocktail would be
maybe.
Sweetened, but not juice. Juice is this abnormal thing that's sort of taken out of the fibrous material of fruit, and it is sweet, but it's not artificially sweetened. Now,
don't
I wonder
they add
about
sugar
this.
To a lot of fruit juice?
What happens if they add apple juice? So if this gets thorough enough across
uh-huh.
the United States, they're going to create sodas with apple juice instead of with you know corn syrup, corn sugar, or whatever.
Maybe.
I'm just thinking because
yeah,
apple juice
happen.
Is. I mean, basically,
pretty sweet
sugar water.
All right, let's continue here. Your calls, your thoughts. Welcome.
Being
let's
from
go to
the Northeast, I'm all for it. We need you know more pressure, upward pressure on our apple crops.
Rosemary in Lynchburg, listening to WLNI FM. Hey, Rosemary.
Hi, Ian
hey.
And Mark. It's
Welcome.
Really great to talk to you.
Thank you.
I've been listening to your show now for a couple of months. Most of the time, I don't agree with anything you say, but I want to tell you. I find you both of you so entertaining, and
Aww,
the other night, the two of you got to laughing about something, and it just made my night. I mean,
right.
I got to laughing, and I love to hear the two of you laugh.
Well, I appreciate the compliment, but let's talk about something. So hang on, Rosemary. We're going to bring you back.
Okay.
And I'm sure I'm hoping there was another reason you were calling besides saying nice things.
Really?
Let's talk about something.
Call.
All right, well, then
okay.
fine.
Thank you very much, Rosemary.
I appreciate it. I won't twist
Thank
your arm
you.
Into it. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number, 855-450-FREE, whether it's Trump's 100 days, first 100 days in office, which is what we started talking about. Now, the Santa Fe sugar tax brought up by one of our callers, fascinating, you know, proposal, terrible idea that is going to increase the price of sugary drinks, not just sodas, but, you know, frappuccinos, Gatorade, energy drinks, lemonade, sweetened teas. Pretty much anything that is, sweetened with sugar is going to be taxed at 2 cents per ounce, in addition to whatever its normal cost is. And according to, I was just reading some of the Q&As about this. They did a question and answer with the mayor of Santa Fe about the proposal. They're going to be taxing it at the distribution level. So they're not going to be issuing the tax as an add-on on the receipt, which means it'll be built into whatever the price on the shelf is.
I see.
However, you will notice if this passes, and they're going to be voting on it Tuesday in Santa Fe, you will notice that diet sodas, which are not sweetened by sugar,
will not be going up in price.
Yeah, didn't they just release some study that shows that the stuff's bad for you?
You mean artificial sweeteners?
Yeah.
There have been a lot of people for a long time who have been saying things like NutraSweet and the other variants.
I think they might have just been borne out by some recent study.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, come on. Some sort of chemical that is, you know, created by people is supposed to be safer than sugar? I don't think I'd buy that. Just sort of in the same way that margarine is definitely not, I don't think, as good as regular old butter.
No.
Right?
I'd say that, the science has definitely come down on side against margarine at this point.
But imagine...
in the 80s, it was absolutely the thing.
Yes. And, well, I mean, didn't it come out during World War II?
Margarine? I don't know when it did.
I think it did. I think it was.
To me, margarine was a new thing, but.
Yeah,
again,
I believe margarine came out during. Please, correct me if I'm wrong, listeners, on this one. I believe margarine came out during World War II because you needed to support the troops and use margarine so the troops could have butter or something like
that. Jeez, I would have thought that the trans fats would have held over better and that they would have used the margarine on the troop. What the hell do I know?
I could be wrong on that, but regardless, the proposal here, according to MyRitter.com, on what's it going to look like if this thing goes through? The tax would be levied against beverage distributors, and the soda industry is warning that prices will climb by $1.36 for a 2-liter soda. Remember, they will climb by. So whatever a 2-liter costs these days, you can probably get the cheap store brand 2-liter for what, 99 cents or something like that? It's been a while since I've bought soda, but usually...
In the store brand 2-liter?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you're talking about 69 cents.
No, okay, well, okay. Well, whatever. You know, probably anywhere from 69 cents to $1.50 will probably be what you're looking at for a 2-liter of from store brand to name label. And now add to that another $1.36. For a 12-pack, add another $2.88, according to distributors. The most dramatic increase of all, a canister of powdered lemonade mix jumps from about $7 to $29 based on how much lemonade is made when mixed with water. So if you thought you could get around it by getting some sort of mix, apparently they've thought about that.
Well, considering that lemonade is lemons, sugar, and water, I think you could probably buy sugar and that lemon juice that comes in the bottle.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It's green and has like a lemon on the front.
I love that stuff.
You just yuck. My wife makes, but my wife juices lemons to make lemonade. You just add that and mix some water in. You got some lemonade.
Yeah, people are going to get creative, I suspect, with prices like this. Restaurant owners who oppose the tax say they would likely be forced to do away with cheap drinks and free refills for customers and staff, or possibly spread the tax increase across all menu items. Ooh, that would be pretty brutal, huh?
Yeah.
I think that would be
hit restaurants the hardest because they can't move.
I think that would be a mistake if a restaurant owner were to distribute the tax as a overall price increase. I think that'd be a mistake because if you leave the drinks as the expensive price, then the blame should rest with the government. They could even put a little note in there like, "Hey, we didn't do this. We told you not to vote for this."
That may very well be the case, but it already is distributed. Okay, so for one, a lot of people buy drinks when they go out, and the drink prices have gone up and up. I mean, it's basically $2 for a soda now when you go out.
At a restaurant, you mean?
Yeah, at a restaurant. When you go out, it's basically $2 for a soda.
Yeah.
And I think that the margins are much thinner on sandwiches and that sort of thing. If the soda's now $3.50... I just don't think people are going to buy it, and then you're going to expect restaurants to make it on the razor-thin margins that come with the sandwich or the entree, and they're going to have to raise the prices of the sandwich and the entree in order to be able to make it.
Let's go to Phyllis. She's in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hey, Phyllis.
Yes, I'm doing fine. We have one of our talk radio fellows on there. He's talking about this thing in New York. They're talking about starting with 3- and 4-year-olds.
Ooh.
Now, you're not talking indoctrination, you tell me it's not there. And as he was saying, it's just nothing but free babysitting. Just have the kids
well, it's
drop
not
them
free.
Off.
You're paying through the nose for it.
You and I will be, but not the one dropping off the kid because they're not going to pay for it.
Well, they're paying for it. If they're paying rent, they're paying for it, right?
Yeah, government-subsidized middle-class babysitting day prisons is what these things are. And
basically...
And
as far as the margarine is concerned, way back when, right after the war, or just during the war, it was called Deco. It came in a plastic bag, and it was white like Crisco or lard. And you had this little button, little thing that you kind of pushed. It was a little jelly kind of thing in the bag. And you pushed it, and the yellow flavor, and you would just keep kneading until the whole thing turned yellow, and that was margarine. Well, it was, like I said, it was deco, and I think it was like a Crisco kind of thing. It didn't have any real flavor. This little button that you push, a little jelly kind of thing, and it would turn yellow. And then after that, of course, that was better for you than butter, which now they find out is not true.
Right.
Margarine is not good for you. They want you to go back to butter. And it's the same thing with the sugar stuff. Sugar is better for you than, and it's none of their damn business what you want to eat or drink.
I'm with you, Phyllis.
I have a real problem
they really
with that,
think it is.
Anyway. I am totally on board with you, Phyllis.
If they can get into your pocket, they don't care what they say.
Indeed.
Phyllis, great call. Okay. Thanks for sharing that with
day.
Us.
Okay.
You too. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And by the way, Mark, there was rationing of butter during World War II, so that's one of the times when margarine got real popular.
So this is a great example of how what we say here on the show. A government that has the right to limit you in a way or to tax you in a way has a right to limit and tax you in any way.
They can do anything. Right? Yeah.
So, you know, if a government has the right to tax you 2 cents on every ounce of sugary beverage that you buy from the distributor, because this isn't going in on the retail level, if they have that right, every 2 cents... Just 2 cents on every ounce.
Yep.
I mean, what's the big deal? We're going to use it for pre-K. I mean, isn't that great? Don't we want kids to have pre-K? Think of the poor kids. We would want them to have that, wouldn't we? You know, well, that's it. Because once they can do that, they can do anything. Of course, they already can do anything because they've already done things like this. But this is why we're having this discussion. We shouldn't be having this discussion.
Right. Well, and the reason why they're this far is because people let it get this far. If people were to be like, let's say, our co-host on Friday night, Chris Wade from ThinkPenguin.com, who put his own freedom on the line. He's a business owner, and he stood up against some oppressive police officers in Manchester, New Hampshire recently. The video's up right now at freekeen.com. He put his own freedom on the line and the productivity of his business because he's basically the key man for his operation. He did that because he believes in freedom of speech and freedom of the press and was willing to put his, you know, risk all of it. To stand up against an oppressive police officer, he's gotten arrested for it. He's facing a year in jail as a result of it. If more business owners had the courage to, you know, put everything on the line and say, no, we're not going to accept these taxes, no, we're not going to accept these regulations, we'd have a whole lot more freedom now. But because most people are afraid to do anything against the government, they just go along to get along, they bend over when they're told to bend over, they spread them when they're told to spread them, and they give up as much money as the government demands. This 2 cent tax is going to double the price of a 2 liter bottle of soda. It's a Coke Zero at Walmart right now, $1.28. It's going to more than double that. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. Our toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Now, if you're looking to avoid some sugar taxes, maybe you'll start buying online. That's an option. Right now, you're going to pay more for shipping, right? But if it ultimately, the price of the soda in Santa Fe that they're talking about adding a 2 cent per ounce tax, we're talking about jumping up the price of a 2 liter bottle of soda by, in some cases, more than double. Because you can still get them for like a buck if it's like an off brand, or maybe if you get really lucky, a name brand sale or something like that. It's like 67 ounces, I think, is something or somewhere close to that in a 2 liter bottle. So 2 cents per ounce, you're talking about $1.30 there of just tax on one of those bottles. I mean, it's crazy. And if you love soda enough and you don't like the government, then maybe you're going to start buying things online. If that's the case, we've got a way that you can support Free Talk Live rather than giving money to the government. You go to shop.freetalklive.com and you can order your soda or whatever you want on there, because Amazon sells all kinds of soda and all manner of other things. And when you enter Amazon through the link, you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. You just load your cart up with whatever you want and feel good, because Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price rather than Amazon keeping it all for themselves. So we appreciate you who do that. Go to shop.freetalklive.com as we go to your calls and thoughts here. And Mark, you corrected me that apparently Coke Zero is one of those artificially sweetened sodas.
That's what I've heard. I mean, zero there for a reason.
And so apparently the artificially sweetened sodas will not qualify for the soda tax, which means that people who weren't drinking NutraSweet or whatever it is they're sweetening those things with these days will now be guzzling down all these, you know, man-made chemicals rather than sugar. Let's go to Jerry, listening in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, to WNIS in Virginia. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, guys. This the soda tax thing reminds me a little bit
of the porn filter you're talking about recently.
Why?
Although I don't think you should read porn, I don't like the government telling me I can't. And this soda tax thing is kind of reminding me of the same thing. But as I'm waiting to talk, I got to thinking about, I've lived in states where they always say they're going to let you start gambling. Oh, we're going to give all this money to the schools. And once they start doing that, the normal education fund seems to disappear, or the money gets routed at other places. So where they may say, oh, we're going to 2 cents an ounce for education. Okay, cool. That's a great thing. You know, I'm with you. But down the road, we got a bonus money. We need to take this education money and do, you know, whatever.
Something else with it. Right. Something else politically.
This
feasible.
Is what happened in Florida. The lotto went through, and this, I think that was the mid-80s that occurred.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
And, you know, the idea was we'll put the money towards education.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well,
sounds
there
great.
Was no mandate as to how much money that education got out of the budget, like as a percentage. So what happened was, sure, all the lotto dollars go into education, but the amount of general fund dollars, the taxation dollars, they decreased in education, so the amount that education got was the same, or slightly more going up over time, or whatever. But basically, you know, no difference.
Just some smoke and mirrors, guys. All right, thank you,
Jerry. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I take it back. I'm looking here at the prices, at least on the 2 liters on Amazon of Coca-Cola. They're insane. So you probably would still do better if you bought them locally with the crazy tax.
Yeah, usually if it's liquid, it's going to make more sense to get something that was shipped directly for that purpose.
The first result is $14.92 for a 2 liter bottle.
That's probably for something that's come from Mexico or something with real sugar. Just a guess.
I don't think so.
Well,
anyway.
Who in their right mind spending $15 for a 2 liter bottle off of a soda off of Amazon? It doesn't make any sense. Anyway,
just because it's listed doesn't mean anyone's buying it, right?
So, look, for me, sin taxes, as this is a sin tax, essentially. Sugar bad. Sugar's bad. And it is. Sugar's a poison. For your body, in my opinion. We're just poisoning ourselves slowly. However, to me, it's the hardest one to argue against because these taxes do tend to be effective. They tend to be effective in driving down people's consumption. What you have to understand is I don't trust the organization that benefits, and that's the government.
Right. Well, I argue against it on principle. You know, to me, the results are irrelevant. It's the cause. It is the root of it that is that is what is essentially so bad, and that is the use of the threat of violence and the threat of force against people to get them to behave in a way that you want to. So, you know, the do-gooders are more than happy to embrace the violence of the state to try to sculpt
and
mold
people.
They
don't see it that way, though. They don't see violence.
No, they don't.
Well, show me the violence.
Well, the violence is if you don't go along with it, if you don't do what they say.
How am I not going to go along with
it? If you are a distributor, which, because they're going after the distributors, you would have to refuse to participate, and then they'll send men with guns into your shop.
Distributors are going to participate because they're in business.
That's right.
What the problem with this is, the violence is that basically it just drives down business for people who are selling sodas. And, you know, like it or not, you may not like what those people do, but you're taking food out of their kids' mouths.
Let's
on
talk
this
to
one.
Eddie, he is the program director over at Kiva in Albuquerque. Or at least I presume that's who it is. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, what's going on, Ian?
Hey.
So there's a couple of things here that you need to know.
All right.
First, Michael Bloomberg spent $1.2 million on the campaign.
Jeez.
So that's a lot of money.
It is.
You have to wonder what he's doing. Remember the
any chance he's going to recoup that in any way?
Oh, I'm sure. Think about the take for them, and I'm sure he's on the backside with an open hand. I mean, who knows?
What's the take?
I'm sure there's something there. Not that
Okay. Here, I'm going to speculate. Because I was reading an article with the mayor of Santa Fe, and the question was, how is this going to be collected? He says, to avoid a new bureaucracy, we'll hire a company currently collecting sugar-sweetened beverage taxes in other cities to get the job done as efficiently as possible. Cost of collection will be as low as 3%, ensuring more money for pre-K. So maybe Bloomberg has investments in that company. Just a speculation.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sitting here on a Saturday night feeding my son Chef Boyardee beef ravioli. There is sugar.
There's sugar in there. Yeah.
And there's 5 grams of sugar that is in there. It's not total carbs. And, you know, Cokes, they vary on their sugar content per serving, you know, 33 grams, 31 grams, whatever it happens to be. But they're all taxed equally. So once this passes, they're going to find themselves in a lawsuit. And there's no doubt that it will be a discrimination based upon how much sugar. So you're going to start pulling, having people, like, there's a natural sugar that is created, or a natural soda that's created in Santa Fe called Blue Sky.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're effectively putting one of their kind of postcards out of business. But if they treat Blue Sky differently than they treat, let's say, Crush or PepsiCo or whatever happens to be doing, hey, no.
Yeah. If they do that, I'll just finish the thought for you.
They got themselves a lawsuit. So this thing is going to be
discrimination.
Rich. You know, the liberals up in Santa Fe just haven't thought through this enough. So I'm actually waiting for it to pass because they're going to find themselves in a lawsuit, no question about it. Now, here's the funny thing about this whole entire thing. The graduation rate for Santa Fe schools is 52%. Do you think you want your kids any longer in there than K through 12?
Right.
Or pre-K? I mean, do you want to extend that success rate so that we're going?
Wow.
I mean, you know, the people really haven't thought about this. The whole thing is to punish outside business. It's an insulated community with a lot of ignorance and insolence and not a whole lot of families and a lot of people flocking from 5 major states, Illinois, New York, California. And then you can go ahead and talk about the politics in each one of those. And you got a guy in Javier Gonzalez, who really is just funded by a lot of think tanks coming from the left. So I'd like to ask, Ian, are you live in Santa Fe right now?
You know what? I'd have to pull up my affiliates list, too. I'll give you a quick answer. I don't have a quick answer for you there, but we are on.
You are, because Santa Fe is a petri dish, much like Albuquerque and the rest of the state of New Mexico, because of the amount of money it takes to control things. So we had an attorney general's race. Or not an AG's race, a district attorney's race that was won with $85,000 of George Soros money. You have this thing that's going to be won by Michael Bloomberg with $1.2 million. But, you know, the people here are so just insulated from the exterior. I mean, we're celebrating Trump 100, at least in my house, but I'd say, you know, 60% of the rest of the houses here in this state are not celebrating that. We are very, very blue. And
it was one of the blue states, yeah.
It's a strangely blue state, too.
3 networks that all repeat each other. And, you know, a whole lot of non-conversation going on. So I appreciate you guys taking on this topic.
Eddie, glad to be here. Regardless of whether or not they're listening live in Santa Fe, and they don't happen to be, actually tonight's the one night per week that they don't take. They actually take us.
Bring up the topic.
Yeah, we didn't. We're actually on 2 different stations in the same cluster there. We're on an AM and an FM that are 2 completely different, with a progressive station and their other one. So we've definitely talked about this before in that market, and we will continue to do so. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. That's Eddie from Kiva in Albuquerque. Hour number 3 is on the way. We got time for you. 855-450-FREE. Join us.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin, do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Life Anytime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.